Later today, a legislative committee will meet to talk about how the state could move forward under the nation's health care law. The Supreme Court largely upheld the Affordable Care Act last month, but left the door open for states to decide whether or not to expand Medicaid services. Today, the Joint Health Care Reform Oversight Committee will meet for the first time since that ruling. It begins discussions on Medicaid expansion, as well as the federal government's creation of a health exchange. Joining me now is NHPR correspondent Brian Walston. He's been following the debate over expanding Medicaid here in the Granite State. He's got a story published online this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Rick.
So remind us, what does the state have to decide in terms of what to do about Medicaid?
When the Supreme Court ruled last month on the new health care law, they ruled that the states could not be forced into expanding their Medicaid programs. Now, in about a half a dozen states, elected officials have already said they won't participate in the expansion. And here in New Hampshire, they appear to be leaning against it.
Well, what is the argument against expanding it?
The argument against seems to be strictly about the money. Expanding Medicaid would add about 56,000 new residents to the state's rolls. That's according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Now, that's going to cost about $1.2 billion. The feds will pick up most of that, but the state's share would be eventually about $63 million.
In your story, you write about a program called Disproportionate Share Hospitals, or DSH payments, which some people may have heard of, but maybe they don't know what that is. Why do those matter in this discussion?
Well, this program was set up in 1991 to reimburse hospitals that treat a lot of Medicaid patients and a lot of people without insurance. Now, that kind of care costs New Hampshire hospitals about $300 million a year. So some of that, or most of it, is reimbursed through a combination of state and federal DSH funds. The state receives right now about $100 million in DSH funds from the federal government, but those payments are set to go away in 2014. The problem is, if New Hampshire doesn't expand its Medicaid program, the state's going to have to juggle the program now without those DSH payments.
In the background of all this is the lawsuit filed by several New Hampshire hospitals against the state.
That's right. Lawmakers withheld $250 million in state and federal DSH funds to balance the 2011-2013 budget. Now, 10 hospitals have sued the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, a big part of the suit is the state's policy of shifting the cost of uncompensated care almost entirely onto the hospitals, who have responded by laying off workers and cutting some services.
So if New Hampshire doesn't expand Medicaid, the greatest financial impact would be on those hospitals?
That's right. Take Dartmouth-Hitchcock. They're the state's largest hospital, and they lost $107 million on uncompensated care last year. Now, hospital officials there and at the other hospitals predict no end in sight to these types of losses under the state's current Medicaid policies. It could also have a severe impact on New Hampshire's health care system for the poor. One hospital official told me that the system, because of all of these legislative cuts, is already in a death spiral.
Now, those sound like fighting words. I mean, this is likely to become a highly partisan issue, right?
Well, it's become that way in other states, and it probably will in New Hampshire as well. A few weeks ago, House Speaker Bill O'Brien removed the only Democrat on the Joint Health Care Reform Oversight Committee that's meeting today. And we heard from Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley. He says there are too many unanswered questions about how the expansion will unfold and who will pay for it.
But there is kind of a general consensus that the current system isn't working.
That's true. Hospitals say that any reimbursement is better than none, and an expansion would fix some of the problems associated with all these uncompensated care costs they're incurring. On the other hand, lawmakers are afraid that the federal government won't continue to cover the cost of adding more people to the system.
Brian Walston is an NHPR correspondent. His story on the state's deliberations over Medicaid expansion is on our website, nhpr.org. Brian, good to see you.
Thanks, Rick.